don't even know how to remotely start a podcast.
I don't know how to start a conversation. If I could be any celebrity, I'd be Will Winner.
Please, for the love of God, if you're listening to this and you still tuck your jeans in your boots, reach down. Pull those bad boys out, all right? We're done with that. We're done with that.
I am 97 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
Next!
I should have brought my recorder. I could have played Hot Cross Buns.
Is that illegal?
When our two moms listen to this podcast, they're going to be like...
Our two moms. They're going to be super proud of us.
Welcome
to the Keeper Pen.
Hello, hookers.
Welcome. It's Maddie.
It's Jenna. And this is the Keeper Pen. And hopefully it's not just us re-listening to ourselves talk and there's actual people.
But that'd be okay too, because when we're 90 and in the same nursing home.
Yes. We could play it on the loudspeaker. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. We probably would lose friends, but.
If somebody doesn't push us off a cliff in our wheelchair by then.
Literally. Okay, let's go into how this started.
Okay.
We've been best friends for a long time. Like a long time.
Don't get me crying.
Okay. Why are we crying in the club? Anywho, so Cannon Brown. He reached out to me and was like, I want you to do a podcast. And he has the show with Cannon Brown. And anywho, I was like, well, yeah, but I am not going to do it if I can't do it with Maddie.
Well, I personally wish he would have done it alone, because I'm not so sure that you guys want to hear anything that I have to say.
I don't think anybody really wants to hear what we have to say, but we're going to put it out there if you want to listen to it at least. So he called and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it with Maddie. And Maddie was like, hell yeah. And now we're sitting in Elmwood, Illinois at her kitchen table after we just watched 15 YouTube videos on how the hell to set up a podcast via recorder. And yeah, so
two microphones and a shitload of cords.
Two microphones and a shitload of cords.
And two fat asses.
And Google Translate, because anybody who does any tech documentaries, you can't understand. That should be a law. Okay, we have to tell them the story about how we met.
Okay, do you want to tell it or do you want
okay, to Okay, you tell it from your perspective and I'll tell it from my perspective and we'll see how it adds up.
Okay. So we had reverse back to when Bubblegum or Grant Weisinger used to work for us in Elmwood. So he basically started bringing pigs around. I fell in love with them, didn't really like the cattle thing. And eventually, with the help of like Tim Heckman and Ben Bobel and Andy Rash, and a lot of other people too that I'm probably forgetting, so I'm sorry. But we went ahead and bought a couple of York gilts from Chuck and Ben Olson, I think it was. And had no idea what we were doing. They were living in my grandpa's cattle cooler with the air conditioning off, of course. And so we bought a pig trailer and loaded up and headed to Yorkville with no idea what we were doing. And so we were showing one day and I was walking around with my mom.
Okay, let's add something in too. Looking back, this cheating beep. Travis Platt judged the show, and they were 100% buying pigs from him at the time.
No, we weren't.
You were?
No, we weren't.
Okay, but that was
We did not meet Travis until the year later at Louisville.
At the time, I was like, this cheating bitch.
No, so we didn't know Travis at the time, and he was judging. I can't remember who else was judging for
sure. I just remember Travis judged.
So I didn't know who Travis was. We didn't know who Travis was. So anywho, we loaded up and headed to the show, and the show was going on, and I was out by the trailers with my mom. And we heard this, like, wailing, crying sound, and my mom's, like, a really caring person. Well, I am, too, but my mom's a really caring person, so she was like, what is that noise? It sounded like a dying goat or something. So my mom, like, follows the sound around, and it's this little bob-cut girl with her pants ripped all the way around, and she is sobbing because she's stuck to the hitch of her truck. And my mom's like, are you okay? And she's like, she responds back, first thing, don't tell my mom. And we're like, oh my God, this girl gets beat. And so we're like, it's okay. You know, we won't tell your mom. Do you need help? So we, of course, lifted her off the hitch and like tried to, you know, get her cleaned up because she had like grease all over. So we were like, okay, it's all right. It's all right. And she's still sobbing hysterically, just trying, pleading to us not to tell her mom. So we're like, oh my God, we're calling DCFS. So we didn't call DCFS, and my mom ended up finding out who her mom was like 10 minutes later. My mom walked up and she's like, hi, are you Allison's mother? And Joy responds back, what the f*** she do this time? Please blurp out the F-bomb, but that's what she said right away. And so, you know, come to find out over the years, and I don't know how it all worked out that we became friends. Well, Jenna might hint on how we became friends next, but that's how I remember my first experience with the Wheeler family.
No, literally, that was that. And I remember it, that she said it 100%. And so we had, like, I had a different background. Like, Maddie and the Caldwell family obviously were into the cattle, and I didn't show. Like, we lived in a subdivision when I was little, and my cousin showed at the county fair, and I remember I came out one day and stayed with my aunt and my uncle, and I came home, and I was like, I want to show pigs, and that's the start. So we bought a new house, we built a barn, yada, yada, yada. Anywho, we ran the point circuit, like, really hard. Like, I don't think we ever missed a pig show. Fun fact. Not that anyone gives a shit. But my family never missed a point show from 2006 to 2016. That, I think we should get a trophy or something. But anywho, so we went to Yorkville. And we got there the night before. And I remember showing up to this jank-ass fairgrounds the next day. And here comes this new trailer that I've never seen before. And this little redheaded girl comes off. And I'm like, let's keep in mind, I want to just paint a picture in you guys' head. All right? About 5'1", every bit of 120 pounds, all right? Like, I was a freaking mad hoss. I was a wide load. And I was standing there with my arms crossed. Like, who in the... I remember it clear as day. I was like, who in the actual hell is this girl? And why is she on my turf? And anyway, they ended up pinning right across from each other, which was right across from us, which was great, so I could keep an eye on her just to see what she was up to. And then they won the show. So I was like, all right, they're not complete hillbillies. But this is the best part about what they met. And the thing about Allie is 100% true, and it's Allison Wheeler's claim to fame that she ripped her pants ass crack and all, and that's how we met the Caldwells. But Maddie had these York gilts, and they live in it. I think won that show, didn't she?
She showed, yeah, typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, she showed, I think she ended up showing one, and I showed the one that was like 10th in class or something. No, I'm just kidding. I think we were like Grand and Reserve maybe, and yeah, had no idea what we were doing.
Like, Liv literally thought she won $100,000.
Yeah, she went around screaming. We have it on video somewhere. They used to print out those big checks.
Yes.
And she held it above her head, didn't shake the judge's hand, and ran out of the ring screaming, I just won $100 million.
But you had those York gilts. There's like, in the way Yorkville's barn set up, it wasn't enclosed, it was all open, and they were on the outside row. And these two York gilts sat in the sun the whole day and fried. I mean, they were crispy. You could have made a BLT then, because they were so burnt.
But keep in mind that my dad showed cattle all of his life. And he thought, you know, when we rolled up that night at like ungodly hours of the night, we saw this outside group of pens. We were like, oh my gosh. What idiots are these pig people? They leave the most prime pen spots open. So we loaded up and, you know, took those two pens and, you know, spread out. There's plenty of room because we're like, why is no one else on this wall? Somebody felt bad for us and brought us a tarp.
Yeah, and I think you guys, at one point, like, we're lathering them in mayonnaise and shit. Yes. They were fried.
One time, I remember in particular, I think it might have been once we got home from this show, somebody was like, hey, you guys realize, like, your pigs are really sunburnt. And we were like, really? We just thought they were tanning or something. And so we got home, and we, at the time, had a guy that was here helping building some building around here. And he had these big, fancy leather gloves. And I was like, I don't want to get mayonnaise on my hands. So he had left the leather gloves on the counter. And I was like, oh, my gosh, these are the perfect mayonnaise smearing gloves. So I put the gloves on, and I was lathering my pigs up, and my dad caught me in the act. I'm pretty sure I wasn't able to sit down for weeks. I'm pretty sure I had to break my piggy bank and go buy this guy new leather gloves because my dad was so disappointed in the fact that I just couldn't bear getting mayonnaise on my hands to cure the sunburn from the son of a bitch and guilt.
I think that introduces our topic of this podcast perfectly. Shit you did when, or shit we did when we were little.
Hopefully we're not the only ones.
No, literally, we have to be. All right, Maddie. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your first time. The first time
what?
She just looked at me like she saw a ghost. The first time you went to the buckle.
Okay, how about the first time you went to the buckle? Because listen up here, folks.
When I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because when I met the famous Jenna Wheeler, she literally wore, like, chaps to show in. Like, I think Walmart jeans or something. And, you know, I thought I was super fancy with Rock Revivals and Miss Me's. And I was like, hey, we can be friends if you go to the buckle
with
us.
If you fix those damn jeans.
Yeah, those jeans are gapey ass. And
yeah. I had saggy diaper booty jeans.
And I was so disappointed. I was like, we can be friends if and only if. I mean, at this point, I probably ruled the friendship because
you definitely did.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, like, get with it right now. So, you know, we took her to the buckle. And
because,
then,
side note real quick, I remember that you took me to the buckle for the first time. And me, you, and Adrian Austin, shout out to Adrian, we used to run the IC, the three of us did. And I was, she didn't wear them yet. She didn't go to the buckle yet, too. And I said, she goes, where are your jeans from? I said, the buckle. She said, I've never heard of it. And I said, you haven't gone to the buckle? And you literally called me out. I remember this clear day. It was at the Pontiac Point Show. You go, don't act like you've been there. I had to take you. I swear to God.
Yeah,
I was
so, like, damn. Yeah, so I didn't, you know, I'm really not that bitchy, but that day I must have just been feeling
myself. We were like 11.
Yeah, so, you know, we took Jenna to the buckle and had to find the blingiest Miss Me jeans mm-hmm. that we possibly could because, you know, your butt looked bigger with all the rhinestones on it, I guess. Who knows?
No, I don't understand why we did what we did.
At that point, we were, I mean, our moms know about it, but hopefully our dads don't listen to this because at that point, we were buying, like, outfits, shirts that were, like, $47 a piece for a tank top
literally.
Underneath a shirt that you wear.
I wouldn't have to take out student loans in the future if we didn't buy Miss Me's and Rock Revivals.
And what a waste, because today we were just talking about, okay, we're going to give a quick shout-out to someone who doesn't sponsor us, but hopefully they do sometime, the Mint Julep.
Yeah.
Has flare jeans.
For $42.
Yeah, something like that. And I got rid of all my 7 jeans because of them. They're the stretchiest, most comfortable
Incredible.
Jeans that you will ever find. And super
They're
cheap.
Long, too, if you're yep. tall. But they're not too long that you got to get them hemmed because yep. they're the same length and we're different heights.
Yep.
Those are good shit. But
those are the best.
The Miss Me jeans were actually an atrocious stage of our life.
Yeah.
And the boot cut.
And the men's Rock Revivals.
Oh. If you're a guy and you happen to get to this point in the podcast and you didn't turn it off and you say, these two girls are absolutely annoying, I want you to go to your closet. I want you to get a lighter. And I want you to light every pair of Rock Revivals that you have on fire. You should not wear those.
No, they're awful.
Wretched.
Yeah, and I mean, women's are one thing, but men Rock Revivals.
Can you remember, like, the most prominent pair of Miss Me's you had? I had a pair that had
Yes, I had a pair with a crown on the back.
You're kidding.
Yes, I had a pair with a crown, and I had so much. Oh, it was such a struggle to get rid of them. I think they were, like, size 22 or 23 or something, if they even make
like,
that.
Like, you can't put your toe in them now?
Yeah, I couldn't even. I don't even think I could get them past my pinky toe.
I had one with a, and I don't know if I'll pronounce it right, but the whatever, what is it, that thing? Florida Lay's.
I don't know.
That sounds like a potato chip brand.
Yeah.
It's, I can draw it with my hand. But anywho,
no
they
one
had
can
like
see that. Okay, moving on.
That had like chains on the butt, and it was bad. It was ghetto. Ghetto.
Well, she's more ghetto than I am.
You did not show livestock. If you are a bad now, bleep that out with it. But you are a bad now. If you owned a necklace that had a pendant with your particular species on it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or your initials. You did not have to. There was no conversation. Been like, hi, I'm Maddie Caldwell and I show pigs. Because you had it around your neck. You had it on your bracelet. You had a ring and you had a big old headband with a pig in it. Right? That is exactly what you did. You had that god awful roached back Wickman's hog that looked like it was from Tyson that was bedazzled and it cost $75, but boy did you look cool.
Oh my.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like also Jamie's Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
You were the shit if you shopped at Jamie's Jewels.
Not Mary's Jewels,
right? It's Mary's. Shout out to Mary. Yeah. And then when you were done showing, not only could you not get your belt off your damn pants, but you couldn't get your boots off. Mm. Do you remember?
I was so sweaty, I couldn't even get my pants off.
But I just remember sitting, like, on the edge of the hotel bed, and your mom, like, yanking you to frickin' Idaho because she's pulling so hard to get your boots off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was also miserable. I also owned a pair of round toe boots at one point in my life. I'm sorry. Should I not have said that? Should I leave now?
No, we're rewinding this.
Back it up. Okay, what do you remember from that you did when you were little? Mm. Like just trends that we all went through.
One time, I don't know if anyone else did this, but one time I had a York Barrow that had terrible cracks in his feet. And I convinced my dad that he needed like real shoes to wear. So we went to Tractor Supply or something like that and bought like these cloth, they were meant for horses, these cloth Velcro-ish little booties. Uh-huh. And I put them on my pig's feet. And it didn't help worth a shit. I think it actually hurt them. But I didn't care. But one thing I particularly remember from, you know, this was actually pretty recently. I mean, I shouldn't say from when I was little, but I always fell in love with the shittiest pigs.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Because your heart broke that they were built that awful and they were that narrow.
And they were so sweet. So I remember, I mean, every year there was like five pigs probably that my dad would kick out into the feedlot. And then when he wasn't watching, I would bring them back in the barn. And then I could hear him screaming when he went into feed all the way from the house. And I was like, yep, he caught me. He caught that nasty looking pig tucked in the corner, all because I didn't want him to be out in the sun.
Because you didn't want to lather mayonnaise on him.
Because I didn't want to revert back to mayonnaise.
Any more than you imagine. I always, when I was younger, would... Because the way, like, we walk pigs, you can't, from a certain point on the other side of the house, like, you can't see anything. Mm-hmm. So I would always, like, walk them out there, and then, like, my parents couldn't see me, and I'd just sit there, like, Dennis and Joy, if you're listening, I half-assed walking pigs for about 5 years, okay? I sat in the trees, and I let them chew on my whip, because I didn't want to walk anymore, okay? I was fat, and it was hot. I didn't want to do it. Yeah, I don't. That was. Remember when we used to ride scooters at shows? Did you ever ride scooters?
I don't. I'm not coordinated enough.
If you bring a scooter now to a show, you're on my shit list.
Yeah.
But I did it. I get it. I understand. I don't actually mean that.
We get it. We brought scooters, water guns,
footballs. Sometimes there was bikes, which would really get frisky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know Allie got a skateboard once because she wanted to bring it to a show.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, we'd ride around in those little bitches.
CPS, I remember scooters a lot.
Lots of scooters. But then it got to the point where my dad couldn't fit the scooters in the tack room of the trailer. And then that's the first thing to go. Or when you're unloading, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because Cole probably did it too. When you go to unload stuff out of the tack room, or like you're getting stuff off the trailer and you just got to a show and you got to move fast, and everything inconvenient is in the way. You want to see your dad throw stuff. Bleep that out. I'm sorry. You want to see your dad throw stuff like no other. Put a scooter in front of the show box. Put a scooter in front of the fans. Put a scooter in front of the panels. And he will throw it like you've never seen anything thrown before.
Yeah, the only thing that wasn't really substantial that my dad wouldn't mind getting, you know, having in front of the showbox would be a snack tub.
Snack
if you've
tub.
Seen Todd.
I did see Tubby Todd out there on the lawnmower
yeah,
mowing
he actually,
the runs.
Actually, we saw him about an hour ago come in and had to take a snack break.
He had
break.
To take a snack break.
Yeah, so there's that.
No, I wouldn't remember that. No, but okay. Also, another difference from showing now and showing... when we were younger, we ate, like, there. Like, we brought food, like, everything. Like, refrigerators, crock pots, grills. We all ate together. They don't eat together anymore. It's odd.
Until one time, I don't know if General will remember this. We were pretty old. I mean, this had to be maybe 5 years ago. This lady... I don't even remember what her name was. She was a new lady, and she's long gone by now. They don't show anymore. And she brought this nasty, nasty chicken and noodle, I think, thing.
No, but we used to, like, that's a different, like, I mean, not that we're, I feel like there's always a pissing match for, like, well, I'm this old. Well, I rode a dinosaur to school, you know? Well, I ate lunch with Jesus. Like, there's always, like, a pissing match for how old you are. But, like, seriously, times now, we used to do stuff together. Like, we'd show, and we'd get done, and we'd all go to dinner, and we'd all play baseball in the ring.
We didn't really give a shit if somebody
beat us.
Stuck a needle in a pig when we were gone.
No, or, like,
we were
there for dinner and yeah. scooters. Like, we weren't there to show.
We weren't worried about any drug tests.
Nothing. We were
anything.
Just...
We were, like... Whatever. We're here.
Just fooling.
We're here for the party.
Yeah, literally, that's all we wanted to do. But this is how old I remember. Like, I remember in the spring when my parents would go, we'd all go look at pigs, Joy Wheeler printing out MapQuest directions. You know what I'm talking about? When you print out 52 pages with turn-by-turn directions because you have to get there.
I do remember that.
I also remember the first time I went to Expo, this was in 2006, I was six, and my dad pulled me out of school, and somehow I got the job of reading the map. Okay, keep in mind, I missed my kindergarten graduation to do this, and he thought I was supposed to read the map to tell him where to go, and my mom calls him, and my mom's like, hey, where are you guys at? And he's like, I don't freaking know. My co-pilot is too busy eating a honey bun and not reading a map. And I swear to God, I didn't eat a honey bun for 4 years because I was so mortified that I failed him so bad.
Oh my gosh. That was before Expo wasn't a race to get in the gate.
Oh, that was... You guys, if the OGs, if you're an OG, you have to message us or something about when you can remember... Just showing up whenever to get an Expo and pinning where you wanted to pin. Mm-hmm. The dungeon.
The dungeon's the best place, secretly. I don't know if anybody else thinks that.
I like the sheep barn now, but we also, when we showed there initially, rode scooters in the sheep barn because there wasn't that many pigs, so.
Damn it.
Yeah, they really put a hitch in our giddy up for our scooter arena, but Yeah, but the thing about it is no one really cared when we were younger about showing.
No.
Like, not once. Because the only thing that we wanted to do was go swimming.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all we wanted to do.
Yeah.
I still would like to go swimming now. But.
Okay, well, we're going to...
We're going to go ahead and call that
We're going to call it quits. Our pool is calling in the backyard, even though it looks like it's about to rain. Jenna wants to jump on in.
No, but seriously, like, do you remember Olivia and Allison?
Mm-hmm. Man, I got a good picture of you.
Of me in a swimsuit. Yep. At the expo pool. Yep. The Ramada. Tropics. Also, please sponsor us or give us a free room.
No, no. They've gone downhill. I looked other day. Their rooms are like $67 a night.
So they have roaches for sure. But that was the shit. That damn water park. Yeah,
until shit literally landed in the pool.
There was shit in the pool.
Yeah.
At the Ramada. But I remember just thinking, like, all the hot boys are going to be there. They're going to love the fact that my gut hangs over down to my knees. And I'm in the fifth grade. And my bob haircut is slicked back on the water slide. And they're just going to think I'm so hot. But they didn't at all.
That's strange. I'm not sure why.
But do you remember when we were younger? You'd text a boy. You didn't Snapchat because that wasn't, like, really in. Unless you, like... But you'd text a boy on your iPod Touch or something. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get to the show. And you would act like they didn't exist. Like...
Pretend
they liked you more, the more they thought you weren't alive.
I wish back then they had the Don't Be Suspicious song.
Don't be suspicious. No, seriously. Like, you have to think of an instance where you talk to a guy and he didn't talk to you.
All the time. I still do that. I'm like, I want to pretend like I don't know you. It's easier that way.
Like, they didn't just tell you that they loved you. And they dreamed about marrying you. And then you reintroduce yourself.
Okay, take a tea. I personally have never had anyone tell me that. But if you're willing, you know, Jenna's apparently had quite a few quote that. So, you know.
This is going to get me in trouble.
Crosby, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's so... But seriously, you didn't care about how you did. You didn't care about doing anything. It was going swimming, and that was it. Yeah. That's all that mattered.
And eating.
Good dinners. I feel like these kids anymore are getting deprived of a good dinner.
McDonald's.
Like, if it's 9 o'clock and they're still showing, and you are listening, kids, and you don't think your parents fed you good enough that day, you go up to that announcer stand and you scratch your hog. Okay, you scratch your calf. You go put your lamb back on the trailer. And you go get you some good food.
You march your happy ass across the street to anything but the McDonald's.
I hated that. When they're like, it's late, we're going to go through a drive-thru.
I wouldn't even mind
that. The hell if we are, I'm going to burn this truck down and that restaurant. Take me to get some fettuccine. But seriously, I remember collecting quarters out of my dad's truck and putting them in a Crown Royal bag and us going there after our parents were at the bar and we'd eaten dinner and then it was arcade and swimming time. And then we'd haul our big old Crown Royal bags. We're what, 10 ages? Cole couldn't have been more than 4. Mm-mm. And we're like 10, 11 and we're just dumping quarters and dumping money out.
That kind of reminds me of the Barnyard Olympics.
Oh my God, yes!
So I don't know, do they do that now?
I don't know. But that shit was intense. That was X Games mode, bro.
Man, my poor brother would recruit so many people that we didn't even know.
Like he would size them out.
Yeah. Were on Cole's, I can't remember what he called it even. If you were on Cole's Barnyard Olympics team, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, hit us up too. We might want to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, he would give you the saddest little eyes and just beg you to do an egg toss.
Beg you to do an egg toss.
Oh gosh, Todd's coming in.
All right, we're back, bitches. Honestly, we took a dinner break. Like, we're not going to lie. We straight up stopped doing this to take a dinner break.
That's okay.
Yeah. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. Shit that we did when we were younger. We were some, like, competitive showmen.
Especially in showmanship. Sweepstakes.
Swiss.
Didn't really give
Skill-a-thon,
a shit.
Skill-a-thon.
Yeah.
Judging contest.
We didn't really give two what our pigs placed at, as long as it was like moderate, so that way our sweepstakes points would be okay. But showmanship, if we did not get in the top 10 in showmanship, we were not getting anything fun. No swim time, no arcade time, no good food. We were being fed literally all week if we didn't do well in showmanship.
I remember one time I got the gate in showmanship. And I couldn't, I mean, I didn't want to walk out of the ring. Like, I wanted to stay in the corner.
Please, sir, just let me stay here.
Like, I mean, my mom took me by the back of the neck. All she had to do was put her hand in the back of my neck.
And you knew.
I didn't even have to. She said,
it was over.
Your head was so far up your ass, I can't even believe you had eyes to see in front of you. I remember she told me that I did that bad. Well,
one thing that we were talking about earlier that we're really thankful that this has bypassed, at least I think, is the obstacle courses and the skillathon-like questions during showmanship.
Yeah, no, seriously. Because I remember, I don't know what year it was, but I remember that they took you out of the ring.
Yeah, we had to go out the ring and by the bleachers.
And, like, walk around in, like, a...
And whoever you are that judged it, if you're listening to this by some slim chance in hell, I'm so sorry, but that was one of the most painful moments of my life.
I remember you walked past, because you were in an older age division than I was, and you walked past, and you did this little shrug at your parents. You're like, what? Like, you guys paraded around the room.
What did you get me into, Todd and Kim?
I also remember the first time that... We went on a judging... Oh.
Well, this is going to be a part of the segment that Jenna is going to do alone and strictly alone because Jenna would remember this. I would love to forget it. But one of my first judging experiences was actually during a time when I had to give reasons. Yes. And I specifically remember coming back, screaming at my parents that I was never doing it again.
You were sobbing.
And crying. It was one of those sobbing moments where you couldn't even breathe. Like, you couldn't catch your breath.
Never, ever judging again.
So, I love Jenna for what she does with, you know, in the ring, judging and everything. And it's so cool if you're able to do it. Number one, for me, I don't like being told what to do. Number two, I don't like being fed nasty lunch meat sandwiches. And so
that's the only reason you cried is because the lunch meat sandwich was so bad. It was so horrid. You just couldn't do it again.
And I don't like being told to be quiet. It all stems from I don't like to be told what to do. No matter what situation it's in, I don't like being told to be quiet. I mean, I really don't have a problem being quiet if it's something that I come up with on my own. But being told to be quiet is just not a thing for me.
It's not the cards.
So, I mean, I'm going to leave it to Jenna after this because I simply quit.
No, you literally, I'll never forget it. Again, like I said, we were in different age groups. So, Matt, one, we always went Joy Wheeler. God bless that lady. The county fair Karen, that's what she is. She would haul our asses up at 7:30 that Friday morning of any national show we went to, put all of us in her Traverse, and we'd have to stop at the Walgreens to get a notebook because, God forbid, we keep the same one the whole summer. We were talking about this the other day. Never had a pin. We never had pins in the show box. We never had, like... bought pins at Walgreens. It was always like, oh shit, we have a judging contest in 4 minutes and we don't have a pin.
The one time that I remember, my dad doesn't carry a whole hell of a lot to shows, but I would go and search in our show box and I would find a pin, but it was covered in the nastiest, I don't know if it was remnants of some sort of medication. I'm not sure what it was. It was sticky and it was disgusting. And so then I'd go search around to other people that were sort of like my second parents and beg them to find me a writing utensil. At one point, I thought I was going to have to prick my finger and write in blood.
Because no, you could never, never find a pen, ever. And like then, but anyway, back to the story. She came back hysterically crying about how miserable giving reasons were. But in the meantime, before this, me and your sister and every other kid, one, before a judging contest, and I hope that kids still do it, and I will look the other way to know, because I just hope that the legacy lives
on. I hope you never want a job with NJSA.
Yeah, no.
It's over.
They're like, not, she is not hired. But anyway, we always would go scout out the pins that had tape on them, because they always put like white or orange tape on the pins of the hogs that were in the judging contest. So you'd go find them. You'd scout those out. Then you would know. Judging contests at junior nationals and those shows like that are not so much about judging as they are about a game of memory. If you can remember that hog's ear notch or what that calf did in the show and then piece it together the way you think, that's exactly what we did. I remember in my notebook, the first page of my Walgreens notebook would be like, 61-2, Reserve Division 1, Duroc Barrel. Or like, you know, or like 10-3, that's the Champion Chester Barrel. Like, that's what I spent majority of my time doing.
It was Cannon, more you stuff. May need to etch this out, because, you know, she might not want a job someday, but I am still job searching.
Maddie is literally sitting at me with her eyes wide open like, shut up. You're spilling all these secrets.
And then eventually I made her really jealous, because while she was doing that, I would go over to Kentucky Kingdom and ride the shit out of those roller coasters.
I was so mad because my parents especially, I was so dedicated to sweepstakes.
So dedicated. The one, I guess, I was in two judging contests. One of them, the crying incident, was at World Pork Expo. My parents convinced me to do it. I think one more time after that.
Was it summertime? Like,
I think it was at CPS. Yes, because Miles listened to the set that I gave. So I did one set. I gave the one set that I needed to, and then I left. Prior to any questions or anything, I literally left. And then I thought I was going to have to judge at Louisville. I thought they were going to make me. So I think Tori Schwartz was in charge of NJSA at the time. And I think I was saving up money to pay her to let me out of the judging contest and just give me zeros on reasons. I was going to go hide somewhere when reasons were supposed to go on and just go disappear and make my parents think that I went to the judging contest, but I didn't. And they ended up not making me, so I, you know, used the money for other things, I'm sure. But
no, I know. And the skill, but the showmanship thing, back to that. Some of those questions, I remember specifically, this is again another pissing match about how old we are. Because I think they do showmanship all in one day now at the Louisville Summer Show. But I remember when you were an intermediate and I was a junior still, they gave you a topic. They pick the top, so how it works, they pick the top 10 the night before, and then the next morning, bright and early, those top 10 drove for a champion in your respective division. They gave you a topic, and you pretty well had to write a speech and get on the mic the next morning.
I cried the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm a very emotional person, you guys.
They're going to listen to this podcast, and I'm like, damn, Maddie Caldwell had the most miserable childhood.
It's a basket case. So Jenna could probably, like, look at me wrong, and I would cry. And if she brings up, like, even somewhat of a sentimental memory, I will cry. And so
that's why we compliment each other else, because I'm so emotionless.
And she'll be like, awful. Pull your shit together. You're embarrassing me. Like, that's just how, so we had to do this speech, and I remember getting on the mic and looking around, and I'm like, I'm going to die. This is where it ends.
All you got to do, again, if you're listening to this, and you're young, and you're still in showmanship, this is the biggest takeaway.
Quit.
No, don't quit.
I'm kidding.
Don't quit. Cry on the microphone. You will win or be in the top three.
Did I win?
You were in the top three.
I don't know.
All you got to do is cry. And it could be you crying because you've got actual shit in your drawers because you're that mortified. But they eat that up. They eat it up. Everybody, I can't tell you how many times people
I feel would... like I recall the crowd dispersing because they could hear me weeping.
Fuck you. No, seriously, like... All you gotta do is cry, especially if it's sentimental. Now, if it's for you to get up there and introduce yourself and tell you about, like, where you're going to school, don't cry. That just looks really weird. But if it's about who got you into this industry.
Oh, don't even.
Are you going to cry? Then you got a crush.
That's what it was about. It was like the top person. And I was like, if any of you know me at all or follow me, I wrote a blog post the past year about people that got me where I am. And that goes to describe a little bit of what I was trying to explain that day. But at least when I was writing the blog post, I was behind a computer screen with a box of tissues, and no one was able to see me.
You were literally right smack dab in the green shavings, just shaking. That's awful. But I'm serious. Like, just cry.
Just cry it out.
Oh, but then the showmanship, that was the hardest. Which I don't think my parents ever let me use it in showmanship. But did you ever own one of those god-awful bling whips?
Oh, yeah.
That was in, like I think I still have scars.
$75.
Oh, my God. I know. I could have sold a kidney to pay for that thing. Uh-huh. But seriously. And it dug.
And they'd peel right off.
And they definitely used, like, Mod Podge to place it on there. It was atrocious. Mm. And it dug into your skin.
Is our family the only family that went through, I would be amazed more than most likely by the amount of whips we went through. We would go to a show and have to buy a whole new set of whips. We'd get home, they'd all disappear. I mean, one time we were sitting in line at Expo and someone else was already in the barn and they sent us a picture of a brush, I think, with our last name on it that had been there from the year before.
Like, the whole year. Like,
yes.
You just left everything everywhere.
Yeah, we just leave shit everywhere, so.
We lose a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the whips was never a problem because I would have one that, like, my family knew.
Was yours or something?
Like, it could not be broken.
See, we were so dysfunctional, it just didn't matter. It was like, you grab whatever you can.
And then just, like, roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know, like, looking back, you haul so much stuff to shows. It's insane.
Especially with moms there.
Yes.
So much extra.
So much stuff. The thing about moms, and I love mine with everything, they know when is a great time to be around. I could get attacked by the show mom community and the ladies that have, okay, I have another topic after this. Don't let me forget it.
Squirrel.
But anywho, moms know when is the appropriate time to leave. It's right when you're loading out or right when you're about to unload. Like, my mom was the queen of saying something, she had to do something right when we had
like check into the hotel.
Yes,
that's bullshit.
That is such a lie. You can check in at any time. You do not need to check in the minute we start unloading.
I guarantee if we were a fly on the wall, they just turned the air conditioner on high and laid in bed.
No, I promise you they did. I promise you that they all the check into the hotel excuse or the I gotta go get soda or I gotta go to the store.
Ice.
Like no joy. We show in 4 days. We don't need milk. Our pigs have never eaten pudding. They don't know. Like, why are you going to get that right now? But back to my topic about show moms with the shirt that says, you know, like, show mom and the O and the moms, whatever species they show.
If I ever own one of those, knock me down.
Yeah, seriously. If I have one of those on, I want you all to know that I'm in a it's not me, basically, is what I'm getting at. The ski pants, or not the
wash
ski pants,
pants,
the wash pants that said "Bustin' mine to kick yours" on the ass crack. Every person had a pair of those.
My mom wouldn't let me.
Really?
I wanted one so bad, and she wouldn't let me.
I thought people. This is the outfit. Again, everyone, I want you to close your eyes unless you're driving. Then just use one eye.
Sometimes I close my eyes when I'm driving. It's okay.
Okay. Anywho, don't drive in Peoria anytime soon. But envision this, you know, a pair of Sperry shoes, the wash pants that say "Bustin' mine to kick yours" with a pig on the side or that written up the leg, a big old button-up shirt,
literally, I mean, throat latch is pinched in the top button. And then one of those plastic bow headbands with sparkles on it. That represents the our look. Childhood.
The look.
Yeah. I don't know if we've gone downhill or uphill, but we've gone somewhere on a hill.
Or somewhere around a curve.
Somewhere. But in all seriousness, if you want to look good now, you got to go check out the Howling Coyote, all right? They have the cutest, authentic, hint that is the word, turquoise jewelry, all right? They have earrings, they have necklaces. Anne is a absolute badass, and you guys need to go check her out. She's actually so kind that if you use the code thekeeperpen10 at checkout, you get 10% off. So you can thank us later, or now, whenever you check out, I guess. But seriously, you need to go check it out, because the fact of the matter is, we're all ugly as shit, so you might as well put a necklace on the turd that you are. That was really mean. I'm sorry. You guys are great. This is the whole goal of this podcast, was to encourage women, and I just said we're all ugly shit.
Turds is what you said.
We're turds. We're turds in the keeper pen.
Well,
if you have, I guess we're not very good at this. This is our first time, so maybe we'll get into a habit of it. But if you want questions addressed or have specific topics, you send them to us and we will address it. We don't really know where we're going to go from here or what it's going to be like, but we hope that you listen to us.
If we have 2 views on the first one, this is going nowhere. We are sending back this damn equipment.
And we're going to Hawaii.
And you will never see or hear from us again.
And we're taking our discount from us.
But thank you for joining us.
Yeah, again, it's been fun. And we're excited for the future. Whether you guys are or not, or you listen to this and you think that we need medicated, we probably do. But, you guys just come back. Come on back now.
Here.
You heard? Deuces, bitches.